Now, Ben Bailey.
Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. There are many in our world who respect the Bible for its authority and its power and salvation. Many revere it as a divine revelation from God. But at the same time, there is the challenge to study the Bible effectively. The Bible commands us to study. 2 Timothy 2:15 bears that out. Peter said in 1 Peter 3:15 that we're to be ready always to give an answer. How does a person study the Scriptures correctly? What are some guidelines? What are some basics to study the Bible? We want to offer three very simple basics today to help us be good students of the Bible. We want to be like those in Berea who searched the Scriptures daily and were noble in God's sight. What then can we do to be good Bible students? You've got to first of all realize that Bible study must be personal. When I open the pages of the Bible, I've got to realize this is God speaking to me. This is not a book written just thousands of years ago to people then. The Bible is God, His breathed-out Word, speaking to me. I need to have the attitude of Samuel. In 1 Samuel 3, verse 9, as he hears the voice of God, he responds by saying, "Speak, Lord, your servant hears." Jesus taught us in John 20, verses 30 and 31, that there were many other things that He did, John said, but these are written that you may have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in His name. These things that are written in the Bible are written for me and for you so that we can know God's will and get to heaven. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "God, who at various times and various ways spoke in time past to the fathers, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son." To help our Bible study be powerful, be effective, we've got to realize this is God's Word for me. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 37, Paul said, "If any man thinks himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things which I write to you, these are the commandments of God." But you know, to make Bible study practical also or personal, we've got to realize that this is a book that is practical for me. A second step in Bible study is to make Bible study practical. Not only should I say to myself as I open the pages of the Bible, this is God speaking to me, but this is God speaking to me today. The Bible was written to deal with today's problems just as much as it was written to deal with problems 1,000 years ago. Paul said in Philippians 4, verse 19, "The things which you learned and heard and received and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you." We're able to take the Word of God and put it to use and do what it says in our life today. Think about what Jesus said concerning the Bible being practical. So many in Jesus' day had made the Bible into a launching pad for ideas and views and Pharisaical opinions. Jesus said it's not everybody that just says, "Lord, Lord," that's going to heaven, but those who do the will of my Father who is in heaven. Now, let me show you how the Bible is practical. For example, the Bible is practical when it comes to things like choosing friends. There's a practical topic. Young people need to understand the Bible has advice for today on that. Proverbs 1, verse 10, the proverb writer said in the long ago, "My son, if sinners entice thee, do not consent." The Bible tells me in choosing friends, don't choose people who are going to entice you to do evil. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33, evil companions corrupt good morals. And so in a practical way, such as on a subject concerning choosing friends, I learn great advice. The Bible is practical concerning immorality. Hebrews 13, 4 says, "Marriage is honorable, and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge." Concerning the immorality and gross lewdness of homosexuality, the Bible says in Romans 1, verses 26 through 29, and Leviticus 18, verse 22, that such is a sin against God. But then we want to offer a third practical guide, a third help in studying the Bible. Not only must it be personal, God speaking to me, not only must it be practical, God speaking to me today, but for Bible study to be of any value, I've got to take time every day to carefully read the Bible. You know, it goes without saying almost that you've got to read the Bible, yet so many people overlook this in their own life. The Bible is a book that if you're going to get anything out of it, you've got to read it carefully. 10 times, at least, in the gospel accounts, Jesus said to his opponents, "Have you not read? Have you not read where Isaiah or Jeremiah said this?" Implying they were ignorant of it and they had not read it. The same is true today. So many people are ignorant of the Bible because they don't get it out and read it for themselves. Acts chapter 8, verse 32. A great example of a man who was riding along reading his Bible. We think about people in Scripture who are good students of the Bible because they read and they studied it regularly. Ephesians 3 verse 4 says, when you read, you can understand God's will, His knowledge of His will. And so part of understanding and being a good student of the Bible, not only do I've got to make it personal, this is God speaking to me, not only do I make it practical, God speaking to me today, but I've got to take the time to read the Bible every day. Friend, are you a good student of the Bible? Are you reading it regularly with a view toward God speaking to me and God speaking to me today? If you haven't done that yet, there's no way you'll be a good student. If you'll apply, these three principles, it will make you a better student of God's Word. And let's all be good students of the Scripture. For Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." John 8, verse 32.